Today we would like to share receiving revelation.
今天我们分享的信息是领受启示与异象。
We will focus on the 1 Samuel chapter 3.
那我们的主要经文就是撒母耳记上第三章。
If you please, you can follow me to read either in English and Mandarin. Let's go with English first.
请大家一起跟着我用英文或者中文一起念。
Verse 1, let's go together. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions.
童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
Why there is not many revelation?
为什么？为什么耶和华的启示不常有呢？
Some may say people does not speak.
有人就说因为他不讲话。
Or God does not want to speak.
或者是神他不愿意说话。
As a matter of fact, from the whole Bible, you will see God speaks all the time.
但是整个圣经来看，神是不断的在讲话的。
And we will see why after we read today's scriptures.
然后我们讲读完今天的经文以后，就会知道神为什么话语寡少。
Maybe we can explore a little bit about revelation.
我们现在来看一看什么叫做启示呢？
It's kind of a literary God speak to a person.
启示我们就是很简单的就是神直接的跟你说话一样。
And through his word, then there may be a picture shown in front of that person.
那当他讲话的时候，也许你眼前会有一个所谓的图画图像。
And that is very vital important to the person who listened to him.
所以对这个听的人就是非常的重要。
Nowadays, actually, it will turn out like a little bit weird that people say, oh, I heard God speak to me.
今天如果有个人跟你讲说，哦，神跟我说话，你还觉得这个人好奇怪。
As a matter of fact, nowadays, in this modern world, God speak to us should be a norm.是一个正常的现象。
Oh, should be the norm. Okay. 事实上，在现今的时代，如果神跟我们说话，应该是一个很正常的现象。
Because Jesus also mentioned about the Holy Spirit will remind you what I have spoken to you.
事实上，是我们也知道圣灵会提醒你，告诉你明白神的道理。
Why is so important God speak to you directly?
为什么神直接对你说话是这么的重要？
Because once God speaks to you, your spirit will be rejuvenized or refreshed.
因为当神跟你说话以后，你整个灵命就会重新的大大的复兴。
It is a marvelous enjoyment.
这是一个很大的一种喜悦。
And also, when God speaks to you, then you will receive the precise direction for your journey.
然后当神跟你说话的时候，神就会明白地指示你的道路。
Nowadays, we receive so many messages from the media.
今天我们各方的媒体听到各样的信息。
Malaysia airplane shut down.
我们知道最近的马航的事件。
And campus murder.
校园的谋杀。
Many things is running, and maybe recently I heard that a big company.Going to have a major layoff.
最近听到微软是吧 ？Microsoft 最近要大大的这个减退人员。
So these input come to us will make some impact to our real life.
这些事情对我们的生活都会有影响的。
Sometimes the most difficult thing is confusion.
最大的困扰就是我们这个模糊不清，信息模糊不清。
And if at this moment you receive the word from him, he speaks to you, then you will really enjoy even the turmoil around you, but you do have the inner peace.
如果是神肯直接跟你说话，即使世间的事情是多么的不好，但是你心里还是有这个内心的平静。
And that is like an anchor in the ocean.
就好像你在一个海洋里面抛了锚一样，有个锚来安定你。
And more than that is, once God speaks to you, there is always His will He wants you to accomplish.
然后当神跟你说话，更重要还有神的旨意要由你来完成。
And once a person receives the will of God, and then he establishes it, that will turn out like a complete satisfaction as a Christian.
如果当神的名旨意对你明白显示，而又你又完成了神的旨意，对一个基督徒来说，这是一个最大的喜乐，最大的满足。
And today we would like to try to share some people they can hear what God said to them.
今天有某些人可以听到神对他的说话。
And some don't.
有些人听不到。
And we would like to explore why.
那我们今天要就探讨一下为什么有人听到，有人听不到。
So Samuel was a boy, a little boy, young boy.
那我们知道三萨摩尔他是一个小男孩。
His mother actually gave him to the temple.
他的母亲在他很小就把他奉献给圣殿了，为神所用了。
So mother never had a chance, only once a year to visit him.
母亲呢，只能每年去来探访他一次。
And this young boy was under the supervision or discipleship, Eli.
那这个小男孩他就是在大祭司以利的旗下麾下来受训的。
So Eli is his mentor, or actually Eli was a high priest.
那以利我们知道他是个大祭司。
So you can imagine a young boy under the supervision of high priest. That is a lot of heavy loaded for Samuel.
所以我们可以想象，一个这么小的小男孩，在一个这么德高望重大祭司底下来受训。对这个小男孩说来说不是一个容易的事情。
And let's continue. Verse 2, let's go together. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place.
Okay, 我们大家一起念好不好？
一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。Verse 3, let's go together. The lamp of
God
had not yet gone
out,
and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. 神
的灯在
神
耶和华
殿
内的
约柜那里
还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。
Over here, these two verses is kind of try to describe something that people can see, but actually try to show something behind that.
所以这一段我们看到一些有目前的事情，但是我们也要看到一些幕后的事情。
For the eyes or the vision of Eli, actually, it's not only physical eyes, but also spiritual vision became weak.
那我们看到这个大祭司以利，不但是他的眼目昏花，他的属灵的眼目也是昏花的。
But the lamp of God still there.
那这神的灯还是在那边照亮着。
This tries to reveal us is God's mercy still lingering around them, His people.
So we see that God's mercy is still lingering around them, His people.
Let's go with verse 4. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered,
Here I
am. 耶和华呼唤撒母耳。撒母耳说，我在这里。And verse 5.
And
he
ran
to Eli
and
said,
Here I am.
You call
me.
But
Eli
said,
I
did not
call.
Go back and lie down.
So
he went
and
lay
down.
就跑到伊利
那里
说，你呼唤我，我在这里。伊利回答说，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。他就去睡了。As a matter of fact, Samuel was a young boy, and he was fell asleep, but he was woken up by calling his name.
那我们看到这个小 Samuel, 他这个小男孩，他是睡着了，但是他被一个声音给惊醒了。
As a young boy, maybe some of us here, you got the experience. Maybe not only young boy, but also young girl. Once you fell asleep, is that easy to wake you up?
所以我们都有经验哈，当你是小孩的时候，你睡着了以后，你是不是很容易就醒呢？
Because I have heard quite a few parents that they had the most difficult time in the very early of the morning is to wake up their kids.
我听到太多的父母跟我说，哎呀，我这个孩子睡醒以后，我早上摇都摇不醒的。
Sometimes the kids will answer, "Yes, I'll get up," but 15 minutes still lying down there.
Yeah, 他们会这样昏睡中就说，啊，我会起来，但结果还要15分钟还躺在那里睡觉。
That is the sweetest moment of the whole night.
Yeah, 那个是这个早上最困难的时候。
And Samuel, when he heard the voice, he woke up and then he ran all the way to Eli.
那我们看到这个小男孩，他一听到这个声音就马上起来，而且不但起来，还马上跑到以利那里。
Every time his name was called, he always respond immediately, say, "Here I am."
所以每当他听到这个呼唤的时候，他马上警醒，马上就回应说，我在这里。
Of course, when he ran into Eli, you can imagine the old guy, he fell asleep. Then he said, "You call me?"
我们可以想象以利的反应，就是一个老人家哈睡觉的时候，然后这个小孩子一直来吵扰他说，然后就说你有没有叫我啊？
Then Eli said, "I did not call you. I just text you."
那以利说，我没喊你啊，不过我刚刚有 text 你。
So he said, "Go back and lie down."
他说，去回去再睡，不要来扰我。
So the scriptures describe very briefly. Say he just went and lay down.
然后他就乖乖的回去，又睡下了。
Pretty much like a robot.
就好像个机器人一样。
Let's go with verse 6. Let's go together. Again, the Lord called
Samuel.
And
Samuel
got
up and
went
to
Eli
and
said, "Here I am. You call me?"
"My son,"
Eli
said,
"I did not
call.
Go
back
and
lie
down." 耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来，到以利那里说，你呼唤
我，
我
在
这里。
以
利
回
答说，我
的
儿，
我
没有
呼
唤
你，
你
去
睡
吧。
Did Samuel have a doubt in his mind?
撒母耳他心里有怀疑吗？
Because he did hear the voice calling him.
因为他是的的确确听到这个声音在呼喊他。
That's why he responded and he ran to Eli.
这就是他为什么会立刻的反应，立刻跑到以利那里去。
And then Eli said, "No, I didn't call you. Get back."
他每次这个老祭司以利就说，没有叫你啊，你回去睡吧。
And why he walked back? What do you think about his mind?
所以你可以想象这个小男孩，当他每次回去的时候，他的心里在想什么。
Well, let's see what's going on.
我们来看看哈。
Verse 7, let's go together. Now
Samuel
did not
yet
know the
Lord.
The word
of the
Lord
had
not
yet
been
revealed
to him.
那时
撒母耳
还未
认
识
耶
和
华，也
未
得
耶
和
华
的
启默
示。 Actually, at that time, Lord has not ever reached Samuel.
所以在那个时候，主还没有，耶和华还没有对撒母耳说过。有过任何的默示。
Okay, verse 8. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got
up
and
went
to Eli
and
said,
"Here
I am.
You
call
me."
Then
Eli
realized
that
the Lord
was
calling
the
boy. 耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你又呼唤我，我在这里。以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子。 Well, you can tell the third time that senior gentleman woken up, he did not upset.
所以我们终于看到第三次的时候，这个以利这个老人家终于明白了，这个是神在呼唤这个童子。
As a matter of fact, it was a surprise to Eli.
事实上，他这个时候大概是有些吃惊。
Because he truly believed if God called anyone, he should call whom?
如果神要喊人的 呼喊人的话，应该是呼喊谁？
Surely you should call me because I'm the high priest.
一定是先叫我嘛，因为我是大祭司啊。
Why he call a boy?
怎么会叫一个小小的童子呢？
A young boy.
一个小孩嘛。
But over here we can tell Eli got experience.
但是我们也必须要知道以利他的确是有一个这个经验。
Because God did call him before.
因为神也曾经呼唤过他。
The third time, then he started to realize, oh yeah, God did that to me, but I don't know what happened, but now God called this young boy.
所以他终于哦，对了对了，神也这样呼唤过我，但是现在开始他呼唤这个童子了。
So let's go verse 9 together. So Eli told Samuel,
Go
and
lie
down,
and
if he calls
you,
say,
Speak,
Lord,
for
your
servant
is
listening.
So
Samuel
went
and
lay
down
in his place.
因此以利
对
撒母耳
说，
你
仍
去
睡
吧，
若
再
呼
唤
你，
你
就
说，
耶和华，
请
说，
仆人
静
听。
撒母耳
就
去，
仍睡
在
原
处。 See, Eli was Samuel's mentor.
那我们知道以利是撒母耳的这个师父。
So that's why the mentor passed his experience to him.
所以师父就是要把自己的经验交给这个徒弟。
And let's go with verse 10. The Lord came and stood there,
calling
as
at the
other
time,
Samuel. Then
Samuel
said, Speak,
for
your
servant
is listening.
耶
和
华
又
来
站
着，
向前三次
呼
唤
说：“
撒母耳，撒母
耳。”撒母
耳回答
说：“
请
说，
仆
人
静
听。”
This is the fourth time.
这是第四次。
God called him.
第四次神呼喊这个撒母耳。
But over here, you look into the verses. Something strikingly to me is God stood there.
但是你有没有注意到一个对我来说是一个 很惊讶的一个事，你们讲说神站在那里。
Because in the Bible description, God always what?
因为在圣经里我们一讲到神经常是怎么样回事。
He what? He sit at his throne.
Yeah, 我们每次形容神就是神坐在他的宝座上。
But in the Old Testament, this is the first time, and also in the New Testament, God stood up.
然后这在旧约里面第一次提到说神是站着，然后在新约也曾提到说神是站着。
When Stephen became martyr, God stood up.
当这个斯提凡被这个打死的时候，神也是站着。
So this is serious business.
所以这是非常非常严肃的。
And then verse 11, and the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I'm about to do something in Israel."That will make the ears of everyone who hears of it tingle.
耶
和
华
对
撒
母
耳说，我在以色列中必行一件事，叫听见的人都必耳鸣。
At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end.
我指着以利家
所
说
的
话，
到
了时
候，我必始终应验
在
以
利
身
上。
This is going to be a very heavy stuff.For Samuel,
对这个撒母耳这个小孩子来说，这的确是一个非常沉重的事情。
What happened that God will go against Eli family?
因为神要处罚以利和他的家人。
Verse 13 said, "For I told him that
I would
judge
his
family
forever
because
of
the
thing
he
knew about.
His sons
made
themselves
contemptible,
and
he
failed
to restrain
them."
我曾告诉他
必永远降罚与
他
的家，
因他知道儿子
作
孽，
自
招
咒
诅，却
不
禁
止
他们。
Therefore I swore to
the
house
of Eli,
the guilt
of
Eli's
house
will never
be
atoned
for
by sacrifice or offering.
所以
我向以
利
家起誓
说，
以
利
家
的
罪
孽
虽
献
祭
礼
物，永不能得赎去。This is pretty much like in New Testament is a blasphemy in the New Testament.
所以对比起来，就像在新约的，如果你亵渎圣灵，就是这样一个结果。
That means never got a chance to be forgiven.
所以你永远没有被原谅的机会了。
Okay, let's go with verse 15. Samuel lay down until morning,
and then
opened
the
doors
of
the
house
of
the
Lord.
He was
afraid
to
tell
Eli
the
vision.
Samuel
睡到天
亮，就
开
了耶
和
华
的
殿
门，
不敢
将
末
事
告
诉以
利。 See, Samuel got into a paradox situation.
这个撒母耳是站在一个非常尴尬的一个地位。
First time hear God's word, God speak to him.
第一次 次听到神的话语，神的启示。
You can tell that either exciting or maybe even anxious.
所以我们可以想他或者是很兴奋，或者是很震惊。
Yet he received the worst report about his respectable mentor.
然后这个信息居然是有关他的师父的一个最不好的消息。
For a boy, it's probably a little bit too much for him.
Yeah, 对一个小男孩来说，这个真的是有点过分，有点太厉害了。
But Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "Here I am." 以利呼唤撒母耳说，我儿撒母耳。撒母耳
回
答说，我在
这
里。What was it he said to you? Eli asked.
Do not hide
it from me. May God
deal
with
you.
Be
it
ever
so
severely,
if
you hide
from
me
anything
he told
you.
以利说，耶和华
对
你说什么，
你
不要向
我
隐
瞒。
你若将
神对
你
所
说
的隐瞒一
句，愿他重
重
的降
罚
于
你。
So Eli knew that God is going to speak to Samuel.
所以以利知道神对这个童子说话。
But Eli hasn't heardFrom God for quite a while.
因为以利他已经有很久没有听到神的话语了。
This try to reveal to us is a person got the experience listening to God say something to that person. He surely had that desire to listen his word again.
所以我们讲的是一个对神的话语。非常有经验，而且也曾经有过很多亲自听过神话语的这个经历。我想他的心里是非常渴慕能够再听到神的话语。
Okay, this is probably the very last. So Samuel told him everything, hiding
nothing
from him. Then
Eli
said,
"He
is the
Lord.
Let him
do
what
is
good
in
his
eyes."
撒母耳
就
把
一
切
话
都
告
诉
以利，并
没
有
隐
瞒。
以利
说，这
是
出于
耶
和
华，
愿
他
凭
自
己
的
旨
意
而
行。Eli still show respect to the Lord.
这里以利这个神的老仆人，这里对神还是有适当的尊敬。
Even though he has come so short to God.
即使他对神已经在侍奉上已经非常的短缺了。
This is the make a difference that a person did receive God's revelation and without revelation.
这就是曾经听过神启示与没有听过神启示的一个大的分界点。
The last part, the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. 撒母耳长大了，耶和华与
他
同
在，
使他所
说
的
话
一句
都
不落
空。
And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that
Samuel
was attested
as
a prophet
of
the Lord. 从但到别示巴，所
有
的
以
色列
人都知道耶和华立撒母耳
为
先
知。The Lord continued
to
appear
at
Shiloh,
and
there
he
revealed himself
to
Samuel
through
his
word.
耶和
华
又
在
示罗
显
现，因为
耶
和
华
将
自
己的
话
默
示
撒
母
耳。撒母
耳
就
把
这
话
传遍
以
色
列。
It's a long story, right?
啊，蛮长的一段故事哈。
Samuel, we would like to find out why he can, just like a young boy, he still receive the message, the revelation from God.
所以我们就要探讨一下，为什么一个小小的童子可以得到神的话语呢？神的启示呢？
Maybe for us, maybe this is a good example. So you may, if you haven't, receive the revelation to you personally.
也许这可以帮助我们，也能够直接的从神那里得到启示。
And if a meeting or a fellowship, each participant try to share what God has said or spoken to them.That meeting will be abundant.
所以我们一群人在一起的时候，如果个别都能够分享神对你所说的话语，那这个整个的情况就是非常丰富的一个聚会。
Firstly, he has gone through a very solid training.
第一样就是他有经过严格的训练。
He was under Eli, the high priest.
因为他是在大祭司的底下。
Eli is responsible to train Samuel.
以利他是负责来训练撒母耳。
Samuel actually was a young boy, so that actually, whatever Eli mold him, Samuel will be like that.
因为撒母耳是一个小孩子，所以以利要怎么能够把他这个这个
塑造，
他就是那个样子。
And actually, the last two chapters indicate that the very first things that Samuel learned is just standing right in front of the Lord.
那我们看到前面一章就讲到撒母耳第一个学的功课就是站立，侍立在神的面前。
Sometimes we may wonder, just simply standing can learn something?
有时候我们想，哎，站着就能学到东西吗？
But this is the very first step for a person to receive the revelation from God.
但是这个是能够得到神启示的第一步。
You will need to be always like a standing by mode.
你必须经常是在备战准备当中的状况。
Of course, Eli will teach him some maybe those book of Moses.
那我们知道以利很可能也教他一些这个摩西五经等等的律法。
And the only purpose at that time before Samuel really received the message from Lord, the only purpose for Samuel is to be a servant.
那撒母耳他受训练的唯一的目的就是要服侍神。
To be a servant, this is a very heavy loaded training.
所以要当一个神的仆人，这是一个非常严格的训练。
And for a young boy,
特别是对一个小男孩。
And the training actually.Eventually, the high mark for Samuel is, "Here I am."
那当这个训练到了一个最高点的时候，就是撒母耳能够说，我在这里。
Here I am means I'm listening. I'm waiting for your instruction.
所以当你说对神说我在这里的时候，就表示我已经准备好了，要听，要行动。
And secondly is, his obedience.To authority.
第二点，他是顺服权柄。
He surrendered to the authority.
他对这个权柄是完全的顺服。
So actually, at that time, he never ever heard God's voice, but Eli's voice.
所以在此之前，他从来没有听过神的话，这声音只听到以利的声音。
So Eli's calling his name. So apparently, at that time, his name it ever.Mention is from Eli.
所以在此之前，他唯一听到呼喊的声音就是从以利。
So the only action once his name was heard, he responded, "Here I am."
所以当他一听到有人呼喊他，他第一个想到就是哦，是以利在叫他了，他就马上顺服。
And Eli said, "Go back to sleep." Then he went back.
所以以利跟他讲说回去睡吧，他就回去睡了。
When Eli called him here, he will be there.
然后当以利给他叫说过来，他就过来。
This is the way to learn to obey the authority.
这就是怎么样去学习服从权柄。
Nowadays, people want to get more power, more authority.
现今的人就希望有更大的权柄，更大的权力。
But a person know how to use authority is the person who obeyed authority at the very beginning.
但是当你这些掌握权柄的人往往是你当初就是顺服权柄的。
If you want to be a leader, then you will be the one to be led.
你如果想要当一个领导人的人，你当初就必须是一个被领导的人。
And thirdly is immediate action or response.
第三个就是立即行动。
Every time Eli called, or he thought Eli called him, he always ran to Eli.
所以他每次他听到说以为以利又叫他，他就马上就跑到以利那里去。
So this is the action, immediate reaction.
所以这是立刻马上的行动。
That's why he can hear God's word.
这也是说他为什么能够听到神的话。
And also loyal faithfulness.
另外一个就是他是忠心耿耿。
He was called or waken up four times in the night.
那我们知道这个小男孩是在晚上被四次叫醒的。
If you do have that experience, wake up four times in the night.
如果您有这样的一个半夜被人家叫醒四次的经验，
you may sit up late and maybe continue to stay in the bed next morning.
你很可能说，我干脆就不睡了，我就睁着眼睛到天亮吧。
And actually, the Bible said the next early morning, he got up to open all the doors in the temple.
那这里圣经跟我说，这个撒母耳他早上醒了以后，就去把所有的圣殿的门都开了。
Because that was his duty.
因为这就是他的责任。
Even though last night he was woken up four times.
即使是半夜被叫醒四次以后，他还是早上起来还是忠心的侍奉。
That's faithfulness.
这是他的责任，这就是忠心。
And lastly is the simplicity and purity.
最后是他的又单纯又谦卑。
He never asked Eli why.
他从来没有问一句为什么。
He never argued with Eli.
也不跟他争。
Even with reasonable doubt.
即使你这个怀疑是合理的。
He truly believed I heard my name was called.
因为他好几次说，我的的确听到你在叫我啊，为什么就去的时候你就说没有？我就。
But then Eli said, "No, I didn't call you. Get back to sleep."
然后每次去了以后，他那个以利就说没有没有没有，回去睡觉。
He never complained.
然后他都没有抱怨。
This is a simplicity.
这个就是单纯。
A person through this process, then you are ready. You are ready to see God's revelation.
所以当人能够做到这步的时候，你就已经准备好了要跟神有个亲密的关系。
From the Bible we should learn that once God revealed there is a heavy stuff, it's a mission from God.
所以我们从圣经也学到，当神给你启示的时候，就表示有很重要的事情要开始了。
That is related to his kingdom.
因为这是属于他天国有关的事情。
It's a big stuff.
重要啊。
So God would never try to find a person, and then later he said, "Oops, I missed. I should not tell this person about my will."
So we 从来没有听到神说，哦，对不起，哦，我犯了错了，哦，不应该叫你。
God makes sure everything follow the right path.
神是很准确的，让每一件事情都走在一定的顺序上。
So through this process.Samuel is ready, even though he had no experience hearing God's word.
所以经过这样一个程序以后，撒母耳即使以前从来没有这个经验，但是他现在已经知道了，已经预备好了。
He did not have a many many knowledge about God or maybe about the Bible.
他在这个神的话语上也许没有很大的经验知识。
See, a person is ready for Lord.Then Lord can guide that person the way that he wishes.
所以当神要带领一个人的话，神是可以带领他到任何神所要他到的一个方向。
Because God does not count on that person's ability.
因为神不需要这个依靠这个人的能力。
Because God he himself is so powerful.
因为神自己是如此的伟大。
That person listen to him or follow him just a vessel.
然后这个人呢，就像神一个器皿，只要能够听神的话，顺从神的旨意去做就好了。
So, according to God's wish, then whatever or wherever God leads, God can use that vessel to release His power.
所以神就可以带领这个器皿，这个器皿就能够发出神的能力。
Now we can get to find out why did Eli no longer receive revelation.
我们接着在探讨为什么以利不能再接受启示呢？
As a matter of fact, you have already read the scripture.
事实上我们已经读过了。
The answer is so simple. I believe everyone knows that.
所以其实理由大家都知道了。
Because he is not obedient to God.
因为他对神没有顺服。
So in the past, I believe he was obedient.
那我相信他过去一定是对神有顺服过。
After he got two children.
但是当他有了两个儿子以后
Two baby boys
两个很可爱的小男孩以后
Well, these two baby boys become his lord.
那这两个小男孩就变成他的主。
So he honored his sons more than honor God.
所以他对敬重他的儿子要比敬重神还要厉害。
He continued to serve.
他还是在继续侍奉神。
As a high priest.
一个大祭司的身份来侍奉神。
Nobody can find out what's the changes between he and the Lord.
没有人知道他与神中间是出了一个什么样的问题。
But Lord knows.
但是神知道。
You do not listen to me.
你不再听我的话语。
So I shut off.
所以我就不再跟你说话。
And a person without God's voice to serve God is a miserable thing.
所以当一个人再也没有神的话语来临的时候，而他还要必须去侍奉神的话，这是一个很凄惨的。
And also embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
Embarrassing. 尴尬。
很尴尬一件事情。
Because from outside, you need to show people that I'm serving the Lord.
因为你外表上还要让大家觉得，哦，我是在侍奉神，神所重用的一个仆人。
But inside, you are not sure.
但是你内心知道，哦，我到底还不是不是他的仆人。
Whether God is pleased with what I have done.
神是不是对我所言所行是不是满意呢？
Is there any eternal value for my ministry?
我所做这一切有一些永恒的价值吗？
Just simple response is not listen to God.
所以他唯一的就是他没有在听神的话语。
Then we would like to learn a little bit through these two persons that about our Lord who revealed.
然后从这两个身上，我们可以去认识一下我们的主。
First of all, our Lord never missed anything.
第一个，我们的神永远是洞悉一切万事的。
He will take the full responsibility for those who obey or listen.
对于听他话的人，他是负全责。
Even though Samuel was put into an environment, actually his mentor got problem.
像撒母耳，他在一个这样，就是他的师父是一个有问题的人的这种情况之下。
I really doubt any parent here if you know some teacher got some problem.You will have your kids under him.
我们做父母如果知道这个老师是有问题的，我想你绝对不会把你的儿女送到他的门下去受教。
Because a parent cannot guide his own children, how can he guide other people's children?
如果一个做爸爸、做父母的不能够管教自己的孩子，他怎么能去管教别人的孩子呢？
But God is still in charge.
但是我们知道是神在掌权，神在做主。
Somehow, is God said, "It's okay, Samuel. You continue to under Eli, but I am responsible for you."
所以就好像神在跟撒母耳说，没关系，这个你还是继续在这个以赖的底下、以利的底下受教，但是是我在做主。
So we have seen Christian, they have a very firm faith.Even though the environment doesn't look good to them.
So we see many Christians, even though their environment is very bad, but they still have a strong faith.
Because they listen to what God said.
Because they listen to what God said.
And they follow Him.
And they follow Him.
Even go through storms, but because He is in charge, they have the faith, He takes the full responsibility for me.
即使是经过一些狂风暴雨，但是他们有这个信心，因为他们知道神是在全权的掌权负责。
So Lord speak to you, that means I will take the full responsibility for you.
所以当神跟你讲话的时候，就表示神说我要负全责。
And also we can see the tenderness of our God.
我们也看到神的温柔的那一面。
He called Samuel four times.
因为他呼喊了撒母耳四次之多。
I know you. You are just a boy.
我爱你。
Even though you don't have experience,
你即使你没有这个经验，
you don't know me.
你不知道我，还不认识我。
But first time, second time, I'll wait. I'm so patient with you.
所以当你第一次、第二次没有做出一个正当的反应的时候，没关系，神，我有耐心。
He take time to allow Samuel to learn about him.
所以他给 Samuel 这个时间 去学习怎么认识他。
Until the fourth time he stood up.
一直到第四次的时候，神居然站起来了。
This tenderness is Almighty God. It's Almighty God.
看到我们这个温柔的主，就是我们这么有权柄的神。
See, if your heart is ready, he will find all the way, all the measurement that you may know him.
所以你只要愿意顺服，神会他有以各种各样的方式来让你去认识他。
Because he is so patient.
因为他是如此的有耐心。
But again, he is also firmly strict.
但是他也非常的严格的。
He got the absolutely authority.
是他有完全的权柄。
Once he determined, things never turn around.
一旦他决定，事情已经是无可挽救的时候。
We can see from the Eli family.
我们就看到以利的家就是一个很好的例子。
The curse came upon to his family.
咒诅就降临在他的家人的身上。
This is the very same God who reveals.
这也是同样一个以温柔耐心来启示。
But also we can see God's love.
我们也看到神的爱。
So graceful.
如此的恩典。
Samuel in the temple without parents, without siblings.
我们看那个小小的撒母耳在圣殿中没有父母，没有任何的兄弟姐妹。
Eli always busy.
以利我想经常是非常的忙的。
During this period, God became his father. And mother.
所以在这个情况之下，神就成为他的父，成为他的母。
Protect him with his arms.
把他拥抱在他的双臂之中。
He has high hope for Samuel.
然后对撒母耳有很大的期许。
He is to mold Samuel to become the vessel that he gonna use a lot in the future.
他要把撒母耳塑造成一个他以后能够替他做大事的。
So there's a two.Choice, either Samuel or Eli.
So we see two choices. One is Samuel, one is Eli.
I pray to the Lord that someday, because I'm listening to brothers and sisters, if you ever heard God spoke to you, I also want to hear. I want to hear what God said to you.
So I hope, 弟兄姐妹，如果哪一天神真的是跟你讲启示，有所启示。我希望你也让我知道，我想知道神跟你说了什么。
I want to be blessed too.
我也想得到神的祝福。
And if a church, they are so careful, they are so patient, cautious to what God said, this church will be blessed by Him, Himself.
如果一个教会他能够非常的肯这个小心翼翼的，非常的有耐心的，想要等待听到神的话语。我想这个教会是会被神所大大赐福的一个教会。
We wish this never happened in our church.
我希望底下的事情不会发生在我们教会。
We did not hear what God said, but we just want to do what we want.
我们没有听到神的启示，我们就一头的往前冲，做我们要做的事情。
Even though we seem very enthusiastic.
即使我们好像做的只是个很有劲儿。
Eli followed this path.
以利他就是这样一个模式。
But Samuel didn't do anything yet.
但是撒母耳还没有做任何的事情。
Wait and wait until God spoke to him.
但是他是一直在静静的等待当中，一直到神跟他说话。
Then the scripture said, God let none of his word fall to the ground through Samuel.
所以就讲说，神把一切话都告诉了，
都不落空。
要神使他所说的一切话一句都不落空。
That means he became the true prophet.
我们就知道撒母耳之后变成一个非常有权柄、真实的一个先知。
So he can pretty much say, "What I say, everything is coming from God."
所以他只要话一出口，人们就说：“哦，这是神，他神的代言人，就是神在替他。”
Because God he himself take the full responsibility of his own words.
因为神对他的话语是负全责的。
And during the turmoil period, If you did hear word from him, you will enjoy that moment, even though it's tough.
所以当你遇到一些困难的境况的时候，如果你能够听到神的话语，即使在困境中，你还是会有很大的喜乐。
We knew the miracle Jesus has performed while the storm came, and he scored at the storm, and the wind stopped.
所以我们记得耶稣有一次在渡海的时候，那个这个有很大的风浪，但是耶稣就对这个风浪说：“静止吧。”
Once you got that word, all the storm around you will calm down.
所以一旦你听到神说“静止吧”这句话，你的所有的狂风暴浪都会平息。
And then you will find the direction for your boat.
然后你的船就会朝着那个正当的方向行驶去。
This is our privilege as a Christian.
这就是我们当基督徒的一种特权。
May the Lord guide us.
希望神带领我们。
Let us pray.